Hola, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Menace. Kyle Smith speaking just to be speaking just to be speaking. Got something new for y'all. Hope you like it. Some of y'all might not like it. Some of y'all might like it. It's pretty silly, but it also is pretty triggering. So, warnings up. Keep your ears perked. Don't listen to it at work. Not to NSF. NSF, but it is fun. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or ManiacalMenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom. Back again, goddammit. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, everybody. This is a nowcast, meaning I'm doing this right now. And I'm going to give it to you right now. Just because I want to do something a little different. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I got a long story of something that you'll hear down the line. Because you know how this happens. If you don't get it right away, it comes later. But this right here, this is a nowcast. Meow, 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 meowcast, meowcast, meowcast. So you're going to get this a little later. I got setups and shit. I got things happening. I'm feeling great right now. I'll probably record a little later on this week. And then also I'll have other things coming out. I'll have the normal cast coming out and stuff, my interviews and everything, and just me speaking. But what I wanted to do was, because I've been doing this for quite some time now, I used to have this, I used to record a long time ago, me just talking into the mic like I normally do for about an hour about random shit, and I used to call it Thoughts of Random Shit. Random shit, randomness, to have you know, thoughts. And that's how, when I first originally wanted to do podcasting and do a podcast, that's before it was called Tell Me a Joke. That's what it was. Thoughts of Random Shit. And basically, it was just me going around, not secretly recording, but also recording. People knew I was recording. Just conversations. You know, random shit. Thoughts about it. So what this is about to be is basically, I've been going through my archives and I've been finding like old sets and old TRDS, Thoughts of Random Shit, TRDS, yeah, that's what I called it. And so I'm going to just start entering those, just peppering them in there, I got a little pee popper, so my peas don't pop, but you'll learn about that a little later. I'm gonna be peppering them in there, from time to time. So this will be one of the first ones of those, and it should be fun. If anybody's triggered by anything, understand this was years ago. Okay, so some of these things, ain't nothing about to be edited. You know me, I don't edit shit besides putting this together. So understand that. If you are triggered by certain words and if certain things get you butthurt, don't listen to this. Don't listen to this. Back then, hey, we were comics, all right? And this is just my thoughts on things. And yeah, we were still conscious of certain situations, but just understand this is it was just an open discussion. An open discussion before people were getting canceled, before the internet took over and became all scary and the monster that it is now. Yeah, I've been feeling great, feeling good. How are you? So this is one of those thoughts of random shit that I'm going to lace on you today. And like I said, if you're triggered by certain things, this might not be the one for you. But we go into detail about certain shit. And, you know, conversation is conversation. Let the games begin. But I do thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being there. This is going to be, you know, something new. Nothing extra. Probably won't be that long. Depending on, you know, what I put in here. I'm also be putting up old sets. And motherfucker used to do like 15 to 25 minutes just on some random shit. Motherfucker just used to leave a nigga up there. And this is how we, guerrilla style, we used to get it in back then. Now it's more strategic. The sets aren't as long. That this was back then when the comedy scene in New Orleans was just beginning. It ain't just beginning, but this is when things were loose. Like, yeah. Like, you gotta hear the homies. Fuck Byron, Kamari, John. Rest in peace, the homie. I also have some of Mr. Ha Ha Harris. That nigga. I got some of him when he was part of the Young Funny at one point, that one stint before he decided that he didn't want to do it no more and leave, whatever. But this is what this is going to be. Man, please do enjoy. And it should be fun. I feel as if I should talk to y'all a little more about things, but I don't want to give nothing away. I don't want to give nothing away for what's up to come, you know, for what should be coming next in the future. Because all my podcasts are based in the past from the future, or whatever. But this is a present. This is a present cast right now, a now cast. And now I'm sitting at my desk. Yes, I have a desk. It's a military desk, but desk nonetheless. Meaning that it folds into a smaller, compactable, movable table. And I think desk and table are about the same thing. So just understand that the legs fold in and shit, and I can carry it other places. So yeah, military style. Kudos to the fams. Most of all my family is in the military. But yeah, and this is gonna be it's gonna be fun. Hopefully. People probably going to be real mad on this one. But, hey, I don't care. I definitely should care. But, you know, I mean, this is how we felt. This is the things that we used to say. And also, I know there's one set that actually really had, it was a controversial set. It was pretty controversial because of the things that I used to say back then. And I didn't know any better. I definitely didn't know any better back then. And it definitely, this is basically when things started to open up to where people started to realize, hey, maybe you should know better. Maybe you should, you know, be careful on the things you do say. Not to censor ourselves, not to censor myself. I never was a person to censor myself. But I am more cognizant of other people's feelings. So there is certain things that I would change up. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, man. Understand this is art and this is how we feel. And, man, thank y'all for listening. So, without further ado, some thoughts of random shit. Y'all do enjoy, man. Like, subscribe, or whatever you fucking tell people just to get them to listen and all that. But, yeah. If you feel some type of way, oh well. You can talk to me. I'm easily talked to. You can easily talk to. Don't come with that bullshit, because I don't deal with that bullshit at all. Nigga, if you feel upset or bad about something, nigga, you can throw these hands, okay? Just to let you know. Nigga, if you feel upset, nigga, I don't give a fuck about them words, nigga. We can meet somewhere. You can throw these hands, bitch. I got gloves. I got some boxing gloves. We can wrap them up. We can wrap them hands up. And if you feel butthurt about anything that a motherfucker say, nigga, don't be no social justice warrior behind the goddamn keys, nigga. We can meet somewhere, and nigga, we can go ahead and throw down a showdown, okay? So if y'all feel any type of way, squirrely or anything like that, and if it seems like this is gonna be really bad, what I'm gonna put up, because I'm making a whole bunch of disclaimers. I'm just tired of all the bullshit that people are fucking getting out there. People are getting canceled for dumb shit nowadays. No. Motherfuckers, you know, it wasn't a sensitive world back then. Like, but also people didn't see everything. It wasn't in the forefront. It wasn't definitely like that. So this is around this time of what's going to be spoken about. This is when things started to change. Like when gender neutral bathrooms started to come around. This is around that time. So if you can remember way back then, yeah, understand that people started to wake up. People started to be more aware of, you know, society. And, yeah, whenever you speak on it, man, speak on it. We wasn't afraid to speak our minds. We have an opinion, and we have our right as an amendment to go ahead and not be censored on what we say. So, yeah. Y'all do enjoy. Thoughts of random shit.
Just sums up everything right there, bitch. You talk about peeing on a transgender person's seat. Oh yeah, nigga, that's against the law. But you shit on everybody's god. Oh, that's okay. That's fine. Don't be pissing on these chicks with dicks and seats. Don't be doing that. That's disrespectful, my nigga. That's hepatitis C. And she got so much infection going on around there, because what if they do cut their dick off? What if they do cut their dick off? Nigga, that's probably... Well, I would say herpes, but that's fucked up, because that means I got herpes myself, saying that if I piss on the seats and they can't... Well, that's how you catch herpes. Anyway, you get it. John just pulled up, I believe. Yeah. What? Oh, man. That is fucked up, though, son. That's real disgusting how fucking life works like that.
Because managers knew that anyone called them...
Motherfuckers got upset about it. I was like, really? Why do motherfuckers gonna get mad about this goddamn joke? But that's crazy, though. You gonna make this... neutral bathroom? What's happening? Where's Kenny been at? I don't know. We're not friends on Facebook no more.
They're so
Is that what you're doing? Have you been asleep?
Yeah, that's what he's been doing.
Oh. I thought that's what she said you were doing. It's a
good one.
Is it what?
Oh. This guy said I was really good and he loved me, but then he thought I was courting. No, nigga, I'm not courting.
Sean Patton here.
Look, I love your joke about when you start singing the old Louis Armstrong song. You know the
nation. Oh yeah.
That is good. My joke.
That's a good quote. He lashed out? That's what you said? Oh, really? That's funny. We were just talking about how people get upset when I talk about pissing on a transgender's toilet seat. Because they got the extra bathroom, I said, man, fuck that. I'm gonna go piss on their seat. I'm gonna go in a gender neutral bathroom and piss on their seat because some of us still stand up.
They need a restroom.
They do have a restroom, son. They got a neutral. I'm gonna piss on their toilet seat. Fuck you. Why you gotta continue to sit down? You got a dick. Stand up. Yeah, some of them still have dicks.
Not when they're a female.
Caitlyn Jenner still got her dick. Not when they're a female going to a male, but still, you still gotta sit down. That's fine. But if you choose to use this bathroom, I'm pissing on a toilet seat.
You can use anyone's toilet seat.
You can use a woman's bathroom.
That's room for everyone's toilet seat.
But you making fucking extra work for these goddamn workers out here.
You're pissing on my toilet seat.
Do you understand that? Now we gotta build a third bathroom just because you feel like pissing in a neutral bathroom? I mean, granted, that gives more work to people, but motherfuckers don't feel like doing all that dumb shit. That's disrespectful. You ain't thinking of others.
Parker, I don't know if you met Parker. We was talking about what we did before this.
He was like, drunk skateboard.
I used to move furniture. He was like, I used to install paper towel holders across the street.
You that nigga that does that?
He good. He was a level and everything, huh? He was a square and shit.
You should be wondering how to get there.
Hey, son. Mariana and Rel were kissing and shit. Hey, I showed him my dick earlier. Just because they asked to see it. I told them they was getting me excited, but it was pretty looking. Nah, I didn't say I was going to do it. I will watch, though. I jacked the fuck off in the corner. You should see me. You should see me.
Once you shake it up.
Because you're shaking it up.
Her hand was still right here. I am capable of moving now. I really need to get my card. This has been some good shit to know. I should tone it down on the bashing of the transgender bathrooms. Tell them about the extra work that they're giving us workers to do. Which is a good thing. You really can't complain about that. It's like, really? Pick a room. That is crazy though. Because you got titties now. So where should you go? You still gonna stand up to pee? But being respectful, if you do go in a women's room and you got your dick still, you should sit down because that's all they got is toilets anyway. But did they go up there and stand up? That makes it weird.
What the bathroom is for is like so they don't have to feel weird.
Yeah, I know. What if they go in there and they turn their shoes around every time?
That's what that's for, gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
They can take their shoes off and turn around.
That's retarded, son. That's so retarded. Jesus. What does the world come to, son? Did you ever think it would get like this? This is strange. We're living in an alienated world without aliens, son.
We are the aliens.
Exactly. Exactly. Motherfuckers gonna come down here and be like, man, what the fuck are y'all doing? Nigga, is you serious? I mean, we understood the platypus. Nigga, you understand that that's made like that. But nigga, you altering yourself to be like three different things? Bitch. You got horns like a goat, a tongue like a snake, titties like a woman, a dick like a little dick motherfucker, and tattoos all over. Leopard print at that. What are we doing? You got piercings everywhere. Your dick ain't bigger than a penny. That is a thing, son.
What's up, Byron?
Oh. Nothing much. I refuse to correct people.
It has been.
I have no idea what that means.
Texted me and
emailed
me.
But literally, like
Obamacare, healthcare.gov. Yeah.
Is that the kitten? Was she the kitten? Hey, yeah. You did the. Hi, yeah, she was your kitten for the Coochie Show. The Candy Coochie Show. No, it's good. Do you think? That's what's up. You came out like G.I. Yeah, do remember.
Are you gonna do tonight's
return? I probably can. I don't know when it is, depending on what my schedule look like and shit.
Yeah.
You kidding it again? You coming out with the Jason, the orange fucking...
You know what? I think I will just recycle some costumes.
Yeah? That was hot. I was like, I'm scared. You know, I didn't know if to be scared of. Yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed it. Yeah? Okay.
Maybe not on my tits, but in my pants.
Yeah. It was hot and sexy at the same time. I was like, I like what's happening, but
we actually still haven't uploaded the last
These unicorns, they're so goddamn cute on the shirt. They're Pegasus unicorns, though. So that's even better. That's like the ultimate horse right there. Like, the unicorn with wings. Like, that's, who wouldn't? You can impale people as you fly through the air. Right. And then I'm pretty sure unicorns, all the horns are magical. So if you're shooting lasers as you're fucking flying through the air and impaling people, I mean, who wouldn't want that type of horse? And then you got rainbow hair? Are you serious? You know how much I can sell that shit for? What? Natural. Natural, my nigga. Come on, that's an investment. I'm breeding. We're breeding them. We only got two. We gonna make them fuck till they die. That's a way to go. That is a way to go. We need to invest. How do we get a horse with a horn, though? What if we implant one and just kind of over time, maybe like generation for generation, maybe it'll stick it to the DNA?
They can do anything these days.
Yeah, calcium deposits. Make it. But how you can't give it wings, though. But hey, that's fine if you still got a unicorn. If you just got a unicorn, that's good enough. But.
I mean, it wouldn't be able to use the wings even if it had.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. These wings ain't gonna be able to get this horse off anywhere. He won't even be able to use them. They wouldn't work. But what if he had little bat wings on his shoulder? That would be cute enough to sell. You grew appendages. What is it? It's a bat wing. Oh, shit. It's a unicorn with bat wings? I'll take that, okay? I'll take that and raise it like my own. I think you need a sperm whale in there, though, somewhere. Or a rhinoceros. You need some type of horned animal to acquire this type of force that you're looking for. Oh my God, if we make one, we're going to force breed the fuck out of it. And then, it's going to impale people because it'll be retarded. If we force breed the fuck out of a unicorn, like, if the daddy fucks the mama and then they has children and all the children fuck the mama and they fuck each other, so we're going to have retarded unicorns and they will run around impaling everything. That'll be like the ultimate horse, like a Clydesdale with a horn on its fucking forehead, son. And no fucks at all, dude.
Especially with that right now, so.
That worries me now. I think this idea has gone way too far. We're getting a little too far-fetched. Is that Matt Owens? Okay. They truck white light. Boom. We just let it close on its own. That's Boss. Oh, I thought he fell. Yeah. He got his hair white like his truck. Black and white. A little salt and pepper. It looks like he comes out like he does his act, his beginning act, every time I see him. Alex Schiff. How you been, man? Where you been at? I haven't seen you. That's what's up. Oh, yeah? You playing an instrument in there? Oh. Like music or lyrics?
No, like stuff about the organization.
Oh, like a journalist kind of, sort of? Okay. I still boss it like that. Oh. Are they bringing in a hologram? They're not bringing in a hologram. They're just doing this. Oh. That would amp it up. They don't have the hologram money. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's expensive. Ah, shit. Right. Yeah. We can get some dead relative, though. Somebody dead that's close to him. The New Orleans record? I have not. Is this, where can I find this at?
I mean, I got it on vinyl off of this guy.
Are you serious? You got vinyl of this?
Yeah, clear vinyl.
How long has this been out?
2 years now.
What?
Yeah, it's real good. Oh, okay.
Holy shit, how many tracks?
I want to say 8.
That's fine. That's always like, oh, this is real good, so you don't need too much of it. Yeah. The what? Weezer
and Kanye.
Really? I like mashups, because when Jay-Z did that in fucking Linkin Park,
it's not like the, well, I just kind of like that.
Is it? And just the mashups, just the mashups themselves is like, really? Y'all about to do this?
Was the somebody did Beastie Boys in the Deluxe?
Really?
And it was real good, like a couple of records.
Wow. I need to get a beer. We had this. It's been a productive night. I like the way the topics have been going. I like our thought process. That guy? Wait, what's been happening? Yeah?
I like looking like a sweaty gas station. I enjoy that shit.
Yeah, I don't care for the cold too much. I don't care to be cold, especially nowadays. I do not care to be cold. I work too much in the elements to be cold. I'm like, fuck that, I want to be comfortable if I'm going to have to work.
So, now, when it gets down to freezing, it makes me want to fucking call the police. I should have mentioned that to Obama when I shook his hand.
Oh.
Do something about this, man.
You can do something about this dumb shit?
How? I can.
He will. Yeah. Like, it's been a crazy fucking summer.
He is always.
Yeah.
Even Obama was like the huge fucking deal in my life.
That's very big. That's starstruck right there.
Just a Willie Mays Scotch house.
That'll take your breath away. Did you rule the whole? You rule a whole lot. You know that? You do a whole lot of shit. Everybody know about you, good or bad. Motherfuckers know. Oh my God, I get to shake your hand.
I get cynical sometimes, but like,
ooh, she about to get it.
When he came into the room, they were glowing.
Trying to dab somebody off?
There's a lot of new people moving to town, Midwest and shit.
A lot of motherfuckers are coming down here. I mean, a lot of people from different places. It's like, why are y'all coming here?
Oh, no.
This is all on Netflix.
Yeah. He's making his rounds.
It's kind of weird to move to New Orleans and then to move straight into the motherfucking Ninth Ward.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't know no better.
Yeah, I guess they'll start. I mean, that's where the cheap rents are at, I guess.
Mariana! Your helmet? Really? You just gonna forget your helmet and your cigarettes? What, you about to get on the handlebars? What, you about to hop on the handlebars? What you doing?
He plays the patriarch.
You walking away in tandem like you about to get on a dual bike. Are you going to get food? You about to go walk and get food? You about to go ride your bike and get food?
What's up, man? Hey, please tell me why this nigga wearing the same outfit as yesterday.
No, I said hey to him when he was here. I haven't seen him. I thought you left.
Nah, I've been outside. Chilling, smoking. I wanted to send a text message, but I didn't. Intermittently. I saw you. I saw you over there.
Hey, you smoking spit, yellows, man.
That nigga smoke whatever you find on the ground. So, you see him. It's very strange. I don't like it. I want him to stop. I miss you too. I'll penis to miss you also. Get that. You better not leave me out. You suck. Titties. You suck titties. And I want to see it. I want to see her suck titties. She sucked titties, and I want to see her do it. God damn it. You missed the makeout session. They made out for like fucking a collective of 20 minutes.
No.
Her and Rail.
Did you? I didn't see you. Where were you?
I was sitting right there. Oh, you walked by me.
Oh, shit.
That's unusual. I'm pretty good, man. Having a great night tonight.
And so it's just so I love watching her shit.
Oh, her bike is in the other direction. Yeah, she's going with her now. I'm pretty sure she can coerce anybody into eating their vagina. Do what?
I don't think she's winning tonight. She might have been front.
No. Not with old girl. She might, I think that's her roommate now or something like that, so they might get into something if they get drunk enough. Well, she gets drunk enough. Not sure, but she do got an old man. The other one, Sam. She's something else, though. It's like, what are you doing? You want to taste what the meat tastes like? Is that what you're trying to do? I'm not sure. She confuses me.
She tries to tell you she's scared of the black man.
Yeah, I know. But the other one was like, oh, yeah, no, we're good with that. As long as my friend takes it, I'll do whatever else to her. Hey, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I also don't mind watching two white girls. Cause I've only had one white girl ever in my life, so if I ever watch two white girls having sex, it'd be better because I don't like watching it on like porn sites. I'd be like, I don't like watching this bullshit, but if it's live action, I definitely enjoy that. That's kind of oxymoronish, something like that. But yeah, right. Just waiting on my moment. I work with this dude that used to work in, that used to be with Red Bean in a sketch group, a comedy sketch group called Loose Cannons. He wants me to talk to Red Bean about it. He's like, yeah, just go to Red Bean and say Loose Cannons. I guess he's gonna laugh.
Whoa. Well, some interesting times back then. Needless to say, I don't get drunk like that anymore. Too small, little bitty kidneys, okay? Yeah, can't take it. Another guy comes out, and I definitely don't like that guy. I definitely don't like when that guy comes around. But, yeah, those were the times. Fun times when things were just very simple and, you know, you didn't really think about what you said. You just kind of said it as comics. Well, especially me. But yeah, I do enjoy life. And back then, man, we had some good times. I do miss those days, man. Miss the homie. From time to time, you know, you just kind of wish you could have those moments again. And these are the moments that we cherish. You know, these are those times that you don't want to forget. The things that, you know, the controversial things that you remember. Some things you do remember, some things you don't. Can't always blame it all on the alcohol. It comes from somewhere. It stems from something. But needless to say, nigga not like that anymore. Definitely not like that. I do like to get my dick touched from time to time. If you do want to look at it, hey, I'll show it to you. No lie. No lie. And the white girl thing still stands. I do, If two white women would like to perform sex acts in front of me, then it's not like, oh, you know, I wouldn't watch. No, if you're going to do it in front of me and you allow me to watch it, sure, then I'll watch, you know, but with consent nowadays. You can't just be a peeping Tom and just going looking at random white women having sex in front of you. Well, I guess you could. Amsterdam, huh? What I'm trying to say is I don't judge when it comes to sexual acts. Nah, not at all. If you want to get your nut, get your nut. How you get your nut? You know, if you allow me to watch, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, kudos to y'all. If y'all would let me join, I could come bring some dick into the situation. But other than that, you know, I'm not trying to force the situation. I'm not trying to force my hand at all. Mm-mm-mm. We learn and we grow and we get older. And, yeah, so do enjoy. There'll be more of these, probably not as straightforward as this one. I think less of them. I'm not as drunk, but it gets wild. And so, yeah, till next time, folks, y'all have a good night.